Washington, D.C., Wednesday, November 12th, 1890, in the morning. I am not feeling well. I feel sensibly the taxation that was upon me through hard labor at Sands, Virginia. There is a gathering in my ear. I visited Dr. Davis, who is one with us in the faith. He examined my teeth and tells me that there is nothing to be done to them. I am relieved, for I feared that my teeth might cause the pain in my ear. This day was not without its trials. There is a sense of exhaustion. I try to leave my case in the hands of God. I keep my mind in a praying, supplicating position, that the Lord will impart to me His own Holy Spirit, for I know that without His special help, I shall not be able to speak to the people. I have not been able to speak nights without paying the penalty in a sleepless night. We rode in the streetcar about 3/4 of an hour to the hall, the place of meeting. This was a commodious place. The hall was full, and I spoke with freedom upon the lesson of Christ to His disciples, the vine and the branches, John 15. The Lord gave me much freedom, and the trembling of nerves left me after I had spoken about 5 minutes. His grace strengthened me.